You're listening to the Learn Chinese Podcast, a podcast where we invite special guests and teach you useful Chinese phrases and cultural insights every day. Find us online at lcchineseschool.com. Here are your hosts, Chen Hoiman and Dr. Jan Erik Christensen.
Hello, everyone. Today we're going to talk about how to write an email in Chinese. So, when we write an email, we want to. We can focus on having a very good subject line. So, for example, a very clear subject line. For example, you would like to, when you have, for example, application for taking off from work in exchange for unpaid overtime, then you might just write very short and briefly,
申请调休.
Well, as you know, in Chinese business culture, they want to be very polite in the way they write and with the way that you communicate. So you want to, there's a lot of focus when you start the email on being polite. So for example, if you want to start with the dear, then you can say in Chinese, 亲爱的. But if you are talking to a boss or someone, a teacher, an elder, or someone higher than you in the hierarchy, or then in Chinese, you could start with the 尊敬的. And then you could add this Chinese names after that, or family name, or you can add Mr. or for Mr. then you would say 先生. For example, Mr. Li, it would be 李先生.
Li Xiansheng.
Or Miss Li, then it would be Li Nishi.
Li Nishi.
It's very important in China that you use the, when you communicate through email, that you use the right titles. So here we just add some of the important titles that you could use in an email in China. So for example, for Miss or Mrs., we recommend that you use Nishi.
女士.
And then for sir, mister, recommend that you use 先生.
先生.
For manager, you will say 经理.
经理.
And for the CEO or someone in a higher position than the regular manager, you will say 总经理.
总经理.
If it's a leader, you can say 领导.
领导.
Or if a colleague, you can say 同事.
同事.
When you send Chinese email to someone you don't know, then you can start with to whom it may concern in Chinese. And that is 近期者.
近期者.
Or you can say to the relevant person, you can say 志相关人士.
志相关人士.
Common way in Chinese when you greet someone, then you would use hello. And that's a common way is to just say 你好.
你好.
But if you are talking with someone over you in the hierarchy, like a manager, because as we know, Chinese culture is very hierarchical. But if you're talking to elder people, someone with you respect a lot, then you use a more polite way of saying 您好.
您好.
But you can also use other greetings like good morning, you say 早上好.
早上好.
Good afternoon, 下午好.
下午好.
Good evening, 晚上好.
晚上好.
In most cases, we recommend that when you write an email, that you go straight to the topic and be direct. When we are closing the email, you could then we will finish the email by inserting a blessing sentence in the closing part of the email. So you could, so for example, add like, wish that everything goes well at work and that you have a good health. So in Chinese, that's a common way to greet someone in Chinese, and it's 祝你工作顺利，身体健康。
祝你工作顺利，身体健康。
And then this is actually an excellent way of ending formal emails in China. But you can also use this way of saying, like, with best regards in Chinese, you could say 辞至敬礼。此致敬礼。 Then you close the email by writing your name after you've written your blessing words. And you can also add your title or position after your name, last name. That was all that we had today. So we will see you next time. 再见.
再见.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast to learn more Chinese. Don't forget to find us online at lcchineseschool.com. Have a great week.